This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, October 14th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. It was a comment offered mostly in passing, but Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has identified one casualty of federal drug laws: the quality of the federal judiciary itself. Tim Lynch, director of the Cato Institute's Project on Criminal Justice, comments.
He was making an observation about what the impact has been on the federal judiciary as a result of Congress passing federal drug laws and especially expanding the personnel, law enforcement agents, prosecutors, and judges, so that kind of a ramping up of the drug war, so that more and more drug cases are coming into the federal system. And he was making the observation that this has definite negative repercussions on the federal system. And his specific observation was that the quality of federal judges has deteriorated over the years.
Why does that occur?
Well, there used to be an expression in the United States. The expression was, don't make a federal case out of it, which meant that the federal legal system was limited, small, and was high quality. A federal judgeship used to be a very rare and prestigious appointment. But over the past 30 or 40 years, when successive administrations want to expand and ramp up the drug war, they've had to hire more police, they've had to hire more prosecutors, and they've had to hire more judges and build more prisons to expand the system in order to process the number of cases that are coming through. So, you know, standard economics and public choice tells us that, you know, when you expand the personnel in these rapid numbers, the quality is going to go down. You're not going to see the high-quality federal judgeships that you used to, people who were very, very scholarly, people who had like prestigious academic appointments would go into the judiciary and they'd issue these very, you know, thoughtful legal opinions. Now they're just totally overwhelmed with marijuana cases and cocaine cases. And he doesn't like the way that the federal system has begun to resemble the state and local system, where it's kind of an assembly line routine criminal docket.
Okay, so he would prefer, and I think a lot of people would prefer, that federal judges are devoting themselves to more important issues rather than adjudicating what ought to be state and local crimes. Did he go beyond saying that this is a problem?
I didn't see the actual transcript of the way in which the senator asked the question. The comment by Scalia that's all over the news is that Congress made a mistake by expanding the federal system so that it had to hire so many more judges. And his two key points that have made the press is that bringing routine drug cases into the system has changed the nature of the system. As I said, it's kind of getting more assembly line. And because they've had to hire more and more judges to process and hear these cases, his other observation was that the quality of the judges has gone down. I'm not sure there's much more to it than that, but we don't know, for example, whether he would go so far. You see, Scalia wants to keep his personal policy opinions out of it. He's kind of this conservative type who wants to keep, you know, his role is judges, his role is interpreting the Constitution and interpreting federal statutes, and it's only on rare occasions where he'll venture an opinion as to whether this federal statute is wise or not. And so this senator kind of teased this opinion out of him when he appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Okay, to the extent that you agree with him, and it sounds like a pretty reasonable statement to make, and certainly Justice Scalia is qualified more than most to make an assessment like that, what should be done?
Well, we don't know whether Scalia might, you know, in his private opinion, if we had him in retirement and he was writing a book about his views on the law, you know, he might agree with William F. Buckley that the drug war is totally misguided and needs to end. He may be just the type of conservative who thinks that, no, he wouldn't be in favor of ending the drug war. He might be kind of just this old Federalist type. He wants the system the way it was when he was a law professor or when he was initially appointed to the bench, which means that the routine drug cases are handled at the state and local level, and the federal system should be reserved for only these big traffickers who, you know, from Colombia and elsewhere, and he wants the federal system reserved for these rare international conspiracy type cases. We don't know where he falls between those two positions, but he's definitely put his finger on a problem. It's not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is that there's really, under our Constitution, there's really no role for the federal government to wage a drug war to begin with. That's the main problem. We had to amend the Constitution to wage a war on alcohol during the years of alcohol prohibition. The Constitution was never amended to wage a war on drugs. It's just been based upon this dubious, expansive reading of the Commerce Clause. And Justice Thomas made this point very well a few years ago in a case called United States versus Raich, where the constitutionality of the drug laws was brought into question after California repealed its laws and Angela Raich was prosecuted in federal court. And Justice Thomas said the emperor has no clothes. The federal government does not have the constitutional authority to wage a war on drugs. And Scalia says he's an originalist, but he did not sign on to Clarence Thomas's opinion.
Tim Lynch is the director of the Cato Institute's Project on Criminal Justice. You can read more of his work at cato.org.